here's a story from The World.
This week, two Americans and the final remains of a third were released by Yemen's Houthi government, according to an agreement reached between the U.S. and Yemen. On the same day, about 240 Houthis, originally captured by Saudi Arabia, were allowed to return to Yemen. Stephen Sesh was U.S. ambassador to Yemen during the administrations of George W. Bush and Barack Obama. He joins us now. We're talking about American Sandra Lowley, an aid worker, and Mikhail Jadada, a businessman. Ambassador, you were in the Foreign Service for 35 years, three of those years in Yemen. What do you make of the news that the U.S. arranged for the release of these American hostages?
Well, I think it's a very good day for the United States when we can bring back two of our citizens and at least the remains of a third who passed away in Houthi captivity. Certainly in terms of our president, it's a good day for him because of his proximity now to elections and his commitment to bringing Americans home. I think the Houthis can declare victory in this case because they've gotten back a number of their fighters, some of whom are apparently well trained in certain specific instances that will be helpful to them in the battlefield. I think the big losers here are probably Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia had to make a lot of concessions, and it didn't want to do this. It didn't want to release the fighters. It had to open up the airport in Sana'a that it controls in order to bring them back. So I think in the long run, I think that if the Houthis and the U.S. seem to walk away from this with certain gains, the Saudis can point to very little.
I avoided calling this a swap. The U.S. National Security Advisor stopped short of describing an exchange of hostages, but did thank Saudi King Salman and Omani Sultan Haitham bin Tariq al-Said for their efforts to secure the release of our citizens. What do you think? Was this likely a prisoner swap?
Well, I don't have any doubt that I think that it wouldn't have happened if each side didn't have, you know, individuals that the other wanted.
Give us a little background on the Houthis. Who are they? And was it public knowledge that they were holding these Americans?
Well, the Houthis go back a long way. Now, Houthis are a family. It's not a tribe. And they're quite a well-known family in the northern part of Yemen and have always been held in high esteem. Back in, probably in the early 80s, they started a Shia, kind of a Zaydi Shia Renaissance movement called Believing Youth, which morphed over the time into an armed militia and armed insurgency. They really have grown very powerful. They are really clearly in a position to be able to conduct themselves in some ways as the government of Yemen, although they're not legitimate, they're not internationally recognized, but de facto, they have the authority, they have the power, they have the ability to conduct affairs as they choose to see them.
So the International Committee of the Red Cross is in the process of returning 700 Yemeni prisoners of war to their homes, part of a prisoner swap that's been months in the making. When we asked the ICRC about the prisoner swap we're talking about, a spokesperson told us that, quote, the ICRC was not part of the specific operation you referenced. Was the timing just a coincidence?
It may have been a coincidence. I also think that the ICRC was very careful in its statement to say that they were not involved in the operation does not mean, in my judgment, they were not involved in the negotiations. Mm. So the operation was conducted, again, between the Omanis and the Houthis. So the ICRC was not involved. They had no personnel on the ground. They did not do the actual mechanics of the operation. But I suspect the ICRC, knowing the way it works in these cases, does not wish to present itself as being the broker of this. And they probably did what they could to help facilitate this.
The Trump White House has managed to bring home a number of hostages. Is there any money being exchanged?
I don't know there's any money being exchanged. I haven't heard about that, and I haven't seen any evidence that that's the case. It could well be, but it's not been made public to my knowledge.
So with the U.S. so close to an election, do you see a political element to this hostage release?
Well, it's hard not to think there may be some. I mean, I don't know for sure, but it's interesting you asked the question because even Mohammed al-Houthi, who's one of the leadership figures in the Houthi insurgency, he seems to have our electoral timetable on his mind because he made a comment to the fact that this was supposed to happen some time ago, but the Americans dragged their feet in order to maximize the benefit to President Trump so close to Election Day. So at least in the eyes of some, the timing of this is quite interesting and suggests that there was a political element to it.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Yemen, Stephen Sesh, speaking with us about the release of American hostages yesterday in Yemen. Ambassador, good to have you with us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.